only Hashem's direct intervention, or, and here's the punchline, a tefillah, a davening that finds favor in Hashem's eyes. So what the Surah is saying, if we hear his words, is that a tefillah that finds favor in Hashem's eyes is more powerful than a Navi can accomplish with the miracles of oils continuing to pour and whatever else a Navi can do. A tefillah, my davening, that finds favor in Hashem's eyes is potentially more powerful and more potent. And again, I think it's a very, very powerful lesson into the koach of tefillah, the power of tefillah, the effect of tefillah, how powerful it is. And you guys will be mocha me for this mushel, but I do want to share this. First of all, because I thought of it and I think it's cute, but here, let me share this and you'll see why in a minute. Imagine for a minute like this. Imagine for a minute I say to you guys, listen, you know, we got this organization, Tiferes Bachurim, we want to get it off the ground, and we, you know, but the problem is, like everything in life, we need money. So we decide we're going to go to a famous Kabbalist, a famous Baba Sali type person, and we're going to ask him for help. So we present the whole thing, the Rishiva held this, and we want to do this, and so can you help us? So imagine for a minute that this person says to us, fine, I believe in the cause, I'm going to help you. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go to Walmart, and I want you to buy 100 Matchbox cars. And at 6 a.m., when the parking lot is empty, I want you to lay these cars out, but make sure that there's 6 feet distance between each one. Listen, he's a famous Kabbalist. He wears a hood over his head. I don't argue. I do it. Fine, lay them out 6 feet apart. Lay them out. He goes into the base medrash, lights the black candles, and he starts saying all the incantations. And lo and behold, the 100 Matchbox cars start growing and growing and growing. So you see 6 foot an SUV, a Cadillac. You see mamish full-size vehicles filling up the parking lot. He says, now go sell them. There's your funding. Now, all jokes aside, what would happen if you saw anything in that range? You'd fall on your face and say, that's a nace. What are you going to, the man's an ish elokim. The man's a man of God. It's so beyond the pale that you're just mesmerized by the man's power. But listen to what the Sforno is saying. The Sforno was saying that Sari Menu understood that these people had that kind of koach. That's what Elisha did. When Elisha took oil and it continued pouring, there were no SUVs back then, but oil was basically that was one of the commodities. It was a valuable commodity, and it continued growing and growing and growing. It was a nace, the equivalent of SUVs popping out of Matchbox cars. Sari Menu had no problem with that, but she knew that she needed something even greater, and the only thing that would be powerful enough to accomplish what she wanted was a tefillah that finds favor in Hashem's eyes. Tefillah, more powerful, more potent than Baba Sali, than Elisha, than powerful Nisim. And again, I think if we take nothing else from this Chazal, just this understanding that someone, a Gadol B'Torah, one of the Rishonim, the Sforno, is telling us that is the extent of how powerful a tefillah that finds favor in Hashem's eyes is, even if we don't understand it, I think it's a powerful and important lesson. But I'd like to spend some time now trying to understand how, in fact, it works and why, in fact, it makes sense. And we've heard often and often, especially if you've been in yeshiva enough years, you hear powerful, how tefillah is so powerful, it's so potent, tefillahs are answered, and you just have to ask. I think the question is why, how does it work, and certainly when you're dealing with what the Sforno is saying, what's pshat? So let me start with an observation. In 1987, an 18-month-old baby, some of you folks may remember, Jessica McClure, fell into a well. For the next 58 hours, the United States of America was mesmerized, totally captivated with baby Jessica. You couldn't turn on a TV, you couldn't open a newspaper without pictures of baby Jessica before she fell in the little well. It was kind of like a little hole in the ground, and you had commentators, but not just that. You had so many volunteers. She fell in a well in Texas. People were flying from all over the country. And you saw these grub crane operators. Oh, we're going to do it. People were volunteering their time, their money, their effort. The whole country circled and surrounded this one issue. And in fact, they rescued her and saved her. And she went on. In fact, now, some number of years, 15, 16 years later, they're even doing follow-up articles about her. Okay. Now, why is it that the world, became mesmerized with a little child being falling in a well. Plenty of adults get caught in tunnels. Plenty of adults get trapped. I think the answer is something very important that the Stipler tells us. The Stipler says that if you ever notice when a little child walks in the room, all eyes sort of light up and everybody gets a smile, right? If you have a wedding and they start playing Puff the Kosher Dragon, when the little kids walk by, you could kfell, all the grandmas and all the people, they're all kfelling, right? Children find favor in our eyes. As a matter of fact, there's an instinctive, natural love that an adult has for a child. Says the Stipler, if you think about it, there's nothing intrinsically cute about a kid. Kids are short, they're squat, they're built funny, their heads are totally out of proportion. Their head is huge compared to the rest of their body. An infant's head is 25% of its body.